You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm attorney Jonna Spilbor, and this is Divorce Tips from Mom.com, your daily words of wisdom for positively navigating divorce. Today, be prepared. The top five things you should do before filing for divorce. Divorce is a decision that typically doesn't happen overnight. No one wakes up on a Tuesday, turns to her spouse, and exclaims, "Hey, baby, I love you so much. What do you say we call it quits?" Instead, this decision comes after weeks or months, sometimes years of careful contemplation. Planning appropriately for divorce can make the process smoother, quicker, and a little less stressful. Just like you wouldn't build a house without a set of plans, here is your divorce planning blueprint. 1. Know your net worth. Knowing what you stand to gain or lose requires knowing what you have. Gather and make copies of your bank statements, your retirement accounts, your stock portfolios, your credit card statements, your mortgage statements, insurance policies, loan accounts, and any other statement that will prove your net worth. Making and keeping your copies of these documents will keep everyone honest and may save you the time and expense of having to ask your spouse for them later on. 2. Get a post office box and change your mailing address. This will help prevent your spouse from steaming open every envelope with your name on it, including those from your lawyer. 3. Change your passwords. Divorce is not an invitation for your spouse to spy on your texts and emails, social media apps, and online accounts. And whatever you do, don't make them easy to guess. 4. Open a bank account and credit card in your name only. Once the process has begun, you may need court permission to make certain expenditures, like hiring an attorney. Make sure you're financially able to move or buy food or otherwise get the ball rolling, even if your spouse closes your joint accounts when you least expect it. And 5, consult with an attorney to help you manage your expectations and give you a glimpse into the legal process. An hour or two of quality time with a knowledgeable divorce lawyer can save you a whole lot of time and money down the long and winding road of divorce. Tomorrow on Divorce Tips, 5 super simple ways to reduce the high price of divorce. This has been Divorce Tips, brought to you by Mom.com. Check out Mom.com for more parenting content. And for more legal insights on divorce and separation, go to my website, JonnaSpilborLaw.com. That's JonnaSpilbor. And remember, divorce may mark the end of your marriage, but it's also the beginning of the rest of your life. See you next time.